Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now's your chance to get the last of the Resolution Radio Blood Teas. Only a few left available before we try to do a reorder. This has been a high-selling item, and we really appreciate everyone's support in getting this shirt and showing their pride as well as showing their heritage. Nothing counts more than blood. Get yours today from Resolution Radio. Only $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve, and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at ResolutionRDO.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Today, I'll be talking to you about an important move by the enemies of our people to suppress all resistance to their anti-white agenda by expanding their well-worn expedient of making it impossible for us to do business. First, let's take a look at a news item sent to me by National Alliance Chairman Will Williams and published on whitebiocentrism.com, including excerpts from a Washington Times article originally forwarded by Mark Weber of the Institute for Historical Review. Quote, a list of hate groups sent by the U.S. Treasury Department to U.S. and overseas banks was compiled by the Jewish Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center. This list of 73 U.S.-based hate groups is from Bankrolling Bigotry, an overview of the online funding strategies of American hate groups, a report issued in October 2020 by two British-based groups. The 36-page report is posted at isdglobal.org. The report urges financial institutions and platforms such as PayPal to cancel or withhold services to alleged hate groups. It also recommends that the U.S. Congress consider measures so that hate groups cannot qualify for nonprofit status. Among the groups identified by the ADL and the SPLC and cited in the report are American Renaissance, New Century Foundation, VDARE, Family Research Council, Eagle Forum, Numbers USA, the National Alliance, and the Institute for Historical Review. Close quote. The National Alliance is the parent organization behind NationalVanguard.org, where American Dissident Voices is published every week. Now let's turn to this month's Washington Times piece titled List of Hate Groups Circulated by Federal Government to Banks Included Top Conservative Organization. It's a bit long. I'll shorten it a little, but bear with me. It's important. Quote, the federal government circulated a list of hate groups to U.S. banks as part of its financial surveillance after January 6, 2021. A tally compiled by left-of-center groups that featured a host of mainstream conservative organizations. The list was lifted from a 2020 report titled Bankrolling Bigotry by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue and the Global Disinformation Index, a pair of left-wing advocacy groups based in London and distributed in January 2021 by the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN. FinCEN circulated the ISD report to some of the largest financial institutions in the world, including the very financial institutions that are likely responsible for providing financial services to many of the listed hate groups, without regard for the chilling effect it would have on protected speech and its potential to be weaponized against the groups by financial institutions, the subcommittee said. In addition, the list draws a false equivalency between certain conservative civil society groups and the American Nazi Party and the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, suggesting FinCEN views them equally, said the subcommittee report released Wednesday. The panel's report, Financial Surveillance in the United States, How Federal Law Enforcement Commandeered Financial Institutions to Spy on Americans, focused on the FBI's mining of bank records to head off any threats to the January 20, 2021 inauguration of President-elect Joseph R. Biden after the Capitol riot. Federal law enforcement asked financial institutions to conduct sweeping searches of individuals not suspected of committing any crimes, the report said, by filtering Zelle payments with keywords such as MAGA and Trump, and flagging purchases at firearms stores such as Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Federal authorities warned that those Americans who expressed opposition to firearm regulations, open borders, COVID-19 lockdowns, vaccine mandates, and the deep state may be potential domestic terrorists, the subcommittee said. In addition, the agency distributed a hyperlink to the Anti-Defamation League's Hate on Display database, a list of racist symbols that includes the Celtic cross. The ADL acknowledged that the popular cross design is a very common symbol and primarily used by non-extremists. The findings raised alarm about the federal government's role in promoting the debanking of conservative organizations by discrediting them with financial institutions, an issue already drawing concern on the right. The Treasury Department confirmed last month that it supported law enforcement efforts to identify those involved in the January 6 riot by suggesting keywords for financial surveillance, which also included Biden, Kamala, and Antifa. We understand that FinCEN convened these exchange events starting under the prior administration, that is, the Trump administration, also very friendly to the Jewish censors, and continuing until approximately mid-February 2021, said the February 9th letter to Senator Tim Scott, South Carolina Republican, posted on Fox News. Jeremy Tedesco, Alliance Defending Freedom senior counsel, told the subcommittee at a hearing Thursday that viewpoint-based debanking is on the rise. He cited several examples. In 2022, J.P. Morgan Chase closed the newly opened account of the National Committee for Religious Freedom, founded by former Kansas Governor Sam Brownback. Chase has been accused of religious discrimination, which the bank has denied. And I'll just break in here to say that the National Alliance has also had some mysterious account closings, too. Many of them, in fact. Mr. Tedesco accused the federal government of colluding with the financial industry to censor Americans with mainstream conservative and religious views. The Orwellian surveillance of American citizens has no place in a free society. Neither does the federal government's weaponization of the financial industry against peaceable religious and conservative groups, he said. We won't allow the federal government to treat us like domestic terrorists, nor accept its bullying and Big Brother tactics. This isn't the first time the Biden administration has been accused of relying on left-wing groups to target conservatives. The FBI was pilloried for a January 2023 memo from its Richmond, Virginia office that named radical traditionalist Catholics as a potential domestic terrorism threat based on sources that included the left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center. The FBI retracted the memo shortly after it was leaked. Close quote, end of article. According to publicly available sources, the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, or ISD, which co-authored this report, is funded by Western governments known to be under Jewish domination and by the anti-white Jew, George Soros's Open Society Foundation, and other operations of the ruling elite. Their funding sources are listed as governments. ISD receives grants from various governments around the world, including those in Australia, Canada, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, the United States, through agencies like Department of State and Homeland Security, and the European Union. Foundations: Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Omidyar Network, National Democratic Institute, and the Open Society Foundations are some of the quote-unquote philanthropic organizations that fund the ISD. The Omidyar Network was set up and funded by Pierre Omidyar, the Iranian-born founder of eBay, on whose family's religious-slash-ethnic background, seemingly not Muslim, it's almost impossible to get information. The National Democratic Institute is another Soros-run front group. The other listed co-author of the report is the Global Disinformation Index, or GDI, which is yet another Soros-funded operation. The entire purpose of the GDI is to deny advertising revenue to companies and groups that Jews don't approve of by making it technically impossible for them to use normal advertising and commercial internet services if they are on the organization's blacklist. That this is a Jewish effort to deny targeted individuals and organizations, including the National Alliance, which is specifically mentioned, but doubtless including thousands of people and groups who aren't mentioned, the ability to conduct normal business activities. These Jews and Jewish employees want it to be impossible for us or our church and thousands of others to sell merchandise online, to sell merchandise in person using point-of-sale processors, to even have a bank account. The report was sent to a huge list of banks, to accept donations, to let our customers use credit and debit cards, thereby also preventing all people everywhere from spending their own money as they see fit, and even from using open source online shopping software that is supposed to be free for everyone to use. They're even attacking the use of Bitcoin, which, and they really, really hate this, allows people to freely choose where they will spend their money in a way that can't be censored by the Jews, and without even needing quote-unquote accounts. There are no accounts with Bitcoin that can be frozen by bankers or by governments. This Jewish effort also involves denying nonprofit status to genuinely nonprofit groups if those groups say things that Jews don't approve of. These Jewish groups have the gall to call us haters. Interestingly, they even call a Jew critical and amazingly competent black nationalist organization a hate group in their report. So it's really more like this. They are the haters, working assiduously over nearly a century now to deny everyone of every race, but especially the hated white race, the free speech rights that our forebears died to obtain for us. They want all of us to shut up, obey instantly, bow low to the Jewish received narrative, keep on working hard for their ever-shrinking Federal Reserve notes, and keep our heads down very, very low at all times. They want, ultimately, anyone who exposes the many crimes, including genocide, of the Jewish power structure to be imprisoned or killed. I wouldn't be surprised if these Jews one day targeted the use of food stores by haters like me and worked to deny us access to them. After all, I can dig wild onions to feed myself and my family, can't I? Why should our marvelous food stores and agricultural infrastructure be used to feed haters and Nazis anyway? Don't those Nazi families use that food to get the energy they need to write articles criticizing Jews, or to build churches that don't worship Jews, or to publish books by evil anti-Semites like Voltaire and Hitler and Pierce and Dalton and Oliver and others? Why should we provide food energy to haters? That's just like funding hate. It's got to stop. I assure you, that is not very far from what the Jews are doing right now as they try to exclude us from all normal economic activity. It's more important than ever now, while you still can, to financially support the National Alliance, the Cosmotheist Church, and the Cosmotheist Bookstore, so we can expand our publishing, broadcasting, and community building efforts and get stronger and stronger and ever more able to resist this Jewish tyranny. Imagine what we could accomplish with a multi-million-dollar publishing house instead of a multi-thousand one. Imagine what we could do if we had received, say, just 10 bitcoins back when they were around $1,000 each a few years ago. They would be worth $250,000 now. And a $10,000 gift of them now is likely to grow in a like manner as the U.S. dollar dissolves into nothing, just like the German mark did 100 years ago and for similar Jewish financial manipulation reasons. Just imagine what our community could do if we had a few hundred families, instead of just a few families, working and volunteering and living in close proximity to our national office in Upper East Tennessee. You can help make all that possible today, if you have the will and courage to do so.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Recap for March 4th to 8th, 2024. Today's story. A black man is arrested for the knife murder of a 73-year-old grandmother, Bel Air, Maryland. A 73-year-old white grandmother was stabbed to death last Thursday after trying to intervene in an argument between her granddaughter and her black boyfriend. According to court documents, 24-year-old Angelo Terrell Spencer, who is black, was identified as the ex-boyfriend of Mary Catherine Bland's 17-year-old granddaughter. The documents alleged Spencer had purchased a glass cutter and a knife, using them to break inside Bland's residence prior to ringing the front doorbell. Court records indicate the 6'5", 300-pound Spencer then had an exchange with Bland, who answered the door before pushing his way inside the house. I think it was an interaction where it was, "You need to get out," that kind of thing, and he reacted in a very psychotic and disgusting way, Bel Air Police Chief Charles Moore told WMAR. Yes, and used a knife to stab and kill her. Likely, dozens of stab wounds. After stabbing the elderly Bland approximately 25 times, police alleged Spencer then sexually assaulted the teenage girl upstairs before leaving the premises.
Today's story. Antifa fears right-wing Hungarian prisons following an infamous string of hammer attacks in Budapest, Hamburg, Germany. The parents of a fugitive member of a European Antifa cell, who now faces over 20 years in prison for her alleged role in a savage hammer attack in Budapest, now say their daughter will turn herself in after 13 months on the run. But only, they stipulate, if she faces trial in Germany, not Hungary, fearing punishment from a so-called right-wing populist government led by Viktor Orban. In February of 2023, the city of Budapest was rocked after a string of violent attacks were carried out by an international ring of anti-white extremists, commonly referred to as Antifa. Using hammers and other blunt force objects, police say members of the infamous Lena Engel Hammer Gang would ambush pro-white activists in the street, causing several life-threatening injuries to up to 9 victims. So far, 3 suspects have been indicted for the crimes, which Hungarian prosecutors assert were motivated by extremist ideologies.
Today's story: drunk and high migrants suspected of a high-speed crash that killed a white father of one. Marysville, Washington. A white husband and father of one was tragically killed on Saturday when a drunk driver in a speeding SUV slammed into his car. For the crime, police arrested an illegal immigrant from Mexico who they say was smoking weed and drinking beers for hours before the crash. According to reports, 27-year-old Christopher Gadd, a rookie Washington State trooper working Interstate 5, was struck dead when a drunk driver slammed into the rear of his patrol car. The Snohomish County Sheriff's Office asserts that 33-year-old Raul Benitez Santana, a Mexican migrant with a lengthy criminal history, was responsible for his death. Alarmingly, a probable cause statement obtained by local news alleged that Santana had admitted to drinking beers and smoking weed hours before the deadly crash unfolded. A spokesman from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, later confirmed that Santana is a citizen of Mexico and had illegally entered the United States at an unknown date. For more news like this, visit justicereport.news and subscribe to our Telegram, Substack, and Odyssey to keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world. Become a paid supporter and gain access to our full archive of audio articles. And enjoy the Justice Report on the go.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
The team at Antelope Hill is proud to announce the release of a new translation, Leon Degrelle in Exile by Jose Luis Jerez Raisco. Readers of The Burning Souls will already be familiar with Degrelle's life before and during the Second World War, his service on the Eastern Front, and his involuntary post-war exile in Franco's Spain. This new work tells the story of his life in exile in detail, replete with first-hand accounts from Spanish nationalists and friends of Degrelle. During his time in Spain, Degrelle did not wallow in sadness. Despite the atrocities inflicted upon him and his family by the victorious Allied powers, he stayed remarkably active in European nationalist politics and left a lasting impression on both his personal friends and those from around the European world who took inspiration from his tenacious idealism. Degrelle's enduring legacy in Spain is well-deserved. Such a legacy also deserves to be spread to both sides of the Atlantic and beyond. Antelope Hill is proud to be the first to bring this unparalleled biography to the English reader. Get Leon Degrelle in Exile today at antelopehillpublishing.com.